Hey, what's up?
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Opening up, what do you think about the 5-0 Titans at this point?
Oh, pretty good team. I mean, they are, I guess, the only 5-0 team left. And, I mean, they definitely worked for everything they got. They had some injuries with quarterback, and they still seem to still get a win. So they're definitely a team that knows how to win.
What do you see out of the offense? I know that the Ravens, you know, presented some tough things to them back in week five, but yet in the final drive, they seemed to just, you know, settle down and get the job done. Is that kind of what you see on film?
Yeah, watching film, a bunch of guys are kind of confident in themselves. I mean, sometimes it doesn't look good for them at times, and they still seem to get first down and still pull through. I mean, don't get me wrong, the offense is not like, they're not putting up a crazy number of points and a crazy number of yards, but for some reason they're doing enough to win.
Speaking of confidence, what's the confidence level of your team right now?
Well, it's a little shaky. I mean, knowing that we're 1-4, but last time we was at home, our confidence level boosted out the roof, so we're trying to have that same performance.
Is it tough? I guess now in your fourth year, your two best seasons with the Chiefs came in your first 2 years. Now seeing kind of the youth movement there, how are the veterans there really taking to that?
Well, trying to be pros, you have to be a pro at this game, and whatever goes on within the team, as far as, you know, having a lot of young players or whatever. We don't have a lot of veterans on this team, but knowing, even though we're kind of at that rebuilding stage, we're trying to win on the run, and that's what you do. It's not a total rebuilding year. It's one of those things where you got young players and they have to grow up fast.
What's your take on Vince? Have you stayed in touch with him since your Texas days with him?
Yeah, I have little by little this year. He's been having a little bit of problems, but I mean, he sounds okay when I talk to him, so I don't think it's a big deal, but it's been blown out of proportion a little bit, but hopefully he can handle it, because he's a great guy, and I know what type of player he is, but I don't think he'll start on Sunday, but you'll see more of Vince Young in the future. I mean, he's one of those players that he's always bounced back.
Well, whenever you talk to him, are you trying to keep his spirits high, or what types of things do you tell him?
Well, it's a real casual conversation. It's really nothing about football, actually. But a week or two ago, I talked to him, and he mentioned that they'll be up to play us. He started laughing a little bit, so he's definitely in good spirit. He's the type of player that's always up. He's always playing around and silly and jokey type guy. So I respect him for that, and I mean, when he talked to me, he found up. He found up, so hopefully they can follow through with it and hopefully get back on the field soon.
This Titans roster, it really seems like it's Texas North, you know, with Vince and Michael Griffin, Bo Scaife, Chris Sims. Pretty odd to see so many players from your former university playing for a team you're playing this week.
Yeah, I know. I looked at it. Coach Gunn was looking at the scout team. He's like, oh, he's gone from Texas. He started chuckling and laughing. Everybody started laughing. But it's a credit to Texas and University of Texas, how many guys are putting in the league. And they got some pretty good Texas guys on Tennessee's team. So hopefully we'll see how they do on Sunday.
I'm sure before the game, whenever you're chatting with them, you've had to be chatting about the current team right now, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're number one, baby. So we definitely always bleed burnt orange.
Hey, what has Gunther Cunningham done for your game?
Well, he made it more aggressive. When I say more aggressive, not really. I'm not saying to the ball carrier, because I always have really a knack for the ball. But as far as taking on blockers, I mean, it's kind of silly to say that my fourth year in the league. But as far as taking on blockers, I never really was taught the proper way. And the way he's teaching me is helping me out to make more tackles and more big plays. So, Gunn is—he's working. He's working with me. He's doing a good job too.
You glad to be playing underneath him?
Oh yeah, definitely. He's the type of guy that brings the best out of his players, and he means well. And some people get him twisted about how passionate he is about the game, but he definitely means well. He may ramp and hollering and stuff, but he definitely means well.
It take you a while to adjust to that?
A little bit. At first I was like, you know, I'm a coachable guy, and some coaches, you know, yell and stuff, but no coaches like Gunn. Gunn is very different, but I'm definitely, we definitely see eye to eye, and we know he wants the best for us.
Derek, man, we appreciate it.
All right, thank you.